Okay, I'm going to pray to get us started. Father, I thank you for your goodness in our life. I thank you that there are people in our lives, in our families, in our friendships, at work, that are dying to know who you are. They need to know who you are. Lord, would we be your kids? Would we be your people? Would we be on mission so that the lost would be found and brought home to you? And for those of us here tonight who don't feel like they're home in you, Lord, speak to them special. Soften our hearts to hear what you're saying to us as you plead for us to come back home to you. I love you, Father, so much, and I just ask that you would speak through me, that this wouldn't be my message or my speech, but it would be your words to your kids in this crowd, that you've handpicked these people for this time to be in this place. I believe you're doing something in the lives of everyone here. And would it all be you? Would it all be done by your Spirit? And would it result in a worship that honors and glorifies you? I love you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Thank you for partnering with me. I love you. It's in your name I get to pray. Amen. Thank you all for being here tonight. We are so excited. If you didn't get ice cream yet, thanks. Yeah. If you haven't gotten ice cream yet, definitely go get your ice cream. You don't want to miss out. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to speak to you tonight. And as I stand and as I get to worship with all of you, I get excited because it makes me feel like this is what heaven's going to feel like one day. Like this right here isn't forever. You know, the life we're living right here on this earth isn't forever. That there's something else to come. And singing and worshiping and connecting to the heart of God, it makes it feel like this is what I was designed to be doing. Doesn't it feel like your soul is designed to be doing something more like this? And I like to think in terms of God's good design in our life. And I believe part of his good design for our life is that there's a purpose for us living. It's not like we're just going through life, going through the motions. You go to work, you feed your family, you eat with them. You have a purpose. Do you know that you're here for a purpose? That we're called to be on mission for something. That while we wait to go to our eternal home, there's something we need to be doing here. I think sometimes I lose the urgency of what that is. Sometimes I just lose sight of what that is. Tonight, I wanted to take time to remind us why there's breath in your lungs, why by God's grace you wake up every morning, why there's something to live for. In 2 Corinthians 5, Paul has this word that he calls believers in Jesus. He says that we are Christ's ambassadors, that you are an ambassador for Christ. Now, this word ambassador, it's like the highest ranking. It's not some low rank. It's like the highest ranking official that is sent from a king to a foreign country to represent him. You are God's chosen high official that represents him in this foreign world until you are called back home to your kingdom with him. Your king has sent you on mission to be his ambassador. What does it mean to be an ambassador? I believe that in this section, in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul gives us some clear ideas, and I want to talk about three today. The first one we see in verses 19 and 20. He says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. This word reconcile, it means that what was once separate, at war, distant, estranged from one another, is brought back into relationship. So God is taking the world, humanity, that was once distant from him, once estranged, once at war with him, and bringing them back into relationship with him. Humanity was once distant from God, but because of Christ, our reconciler, through what he's done for our names, for our sake, we now get to have relationship with God. Humanity was once at war with God, but through Christ, our reconciler, Christ goes to war for you and defeated death already on your behalf. God is reconciling the world to himself through Christ, he's not counting people's sins against them anymore. That's what it tells us. You know, God doesn't keep track of your sin any longer. It's not like every time you ask for forgiveness and it feels like you go back for the same thing, he's keeping a tally. He's like, I'll forgive you this time, but next time's too much. Your slate is clean. He says to be able to reconcile, to bring humanity back to himself in relationship, he wipes our slates clean. From the very beginning, God's mission has been to bring humanity back into relationship with himself. This whole book that feels intimidating and scary sometimes, and you're like, don't know what they're talking about, skipping ahead, you know? This whole book has only ever been about a love story of a God who is chasing after his people to bring them back to himself. He's been seeking relationship with us from the very beginning. And Paul tells us that's what he's doing. He's bringing the world back to himself, his people, not counting their sins against them, and he has committed to us this very message of reconciliation. This love story of God wanting his people back with him, sending his son, Jesus, to die in our place so that we could have this relationship. That's the message he gives us. That's how he sends us out into this world with this message. And he says, we are therefore, because we have this message, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. It's as though God is making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. The first thing I want to point out as Christ's ambassadors is that we carry a message and we represent a name. As ambassadors for the King above all kings here on this earth, for a time, we have a purpose and a mission. And what that looks like is we represent the name of Jesus and we bear his message. We carry it with us wherever we go. What that looks like is when I live my life, right, in work, at home, in school, every word I speak, everything I do, God is behind me with his arms open, inviting those around me to himself. Does this picture make sense? He's making his appeal through you. It's as if everything you say to another person is an opportunity for God to be standing on the other side with this person saying, I want to know you. Come to me. I want relationship with you. That's why he says, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. It's as if we're standing in place of Christ for other people to say, God wants to know you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He's been seeking and chasing after you from the beginning. Would you say yes? That's what it looks like to live as an ambassador of Christ, carrying the message of Jesus and representing his name wherever we go. And to represent him can feel kind of scary, can feel like a pretty big deal. That's a name to live up to if there was one, you know? And I think a lot of us disqualify ourselves before we've even begun. We feel like I could never do that. You know, maybe I can be a lower rank official. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not an ambassador, like just an officer feels fine to me. We disqualify ourselves before we even begin to say yes to see what God is going to do through us. The secret is God doesn't need us. He would be doing a much better job at this than I am right now, okay? But out of his grace and his mercy and his love and his desire for relationship with us, he wants us. So yes, you can come up with the list of all the disqualifiers, all the reasons why you can't be an ambassador for Christ, all the reasons why you can't share Jesus to those people around you, all the reasons why you can't live a changed life, all the reasons why God might say no to you because of your past. But I'm here to tell you, this is what Paul tells us. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. You are new in Christ Jesus, so he knows what he's doing. He wants relationship with us, and then he wants a partnership with us. It's not like you just say yes. You say yes and. You're signing up for an adventure of faith with him. Because it's through you he speaks to the lost around you to bring them home. We are a new creation in Christ. Our slate's wiped clean. He doesn't keep track anymore. The things we feel like, I don't know the Bible, I haven't read it all the way through, or I haven't gone to church enough, or I just started following Jesus, or I'm too young, or I'm too old, or whatever disqualifier you try to come up with, because you're a new creation in Christ, you have the credentials of Jesus. It's not about you. It's not about what you've done or what you're capable of doing. It's all about Jesus in you, because he calls you the new creation. Now, I want to remind us, this is a new identity, but it doesn't mean a new personality. We have a God who's creative, who's genius, and he creates us all very differently, right? If you look around, everyone sitting around you, we're all very different. If you talked about your interests, if you talked about your experiences, if you talked about your personality, we're all different. One thing I love that another pastor at this church, named Katie, she says, is that there's only ever been one you. God, in his genius, in his creativity, only created one you. There will never be another you in all of history. You get one life to live with him. You get one life here to be on mission with him. Don't think of this new creation as a new personality. You have to be something you're not. What it means is he's using your personality to reach the people that are lost around you. It means he's equipped you with a unique humor and unique energy and talents and gifts that have a specific sphere of influence. Like when we think about our life, we can list names of people that we have influence over, that we have some kind of pull with, you know? How has God placed you in the workplace you're at, in the family you're at? However broken it may feel, however confusing it can be at times, how has he placed you in your specific, unique situation to reach those around you, to be on the other side of you saying, come home to me, to bring the loss back to him? That second idea was that you are a new creation and you're not disqualified in Christ. He's using your personality to reach the unreached. And this third thought that Paul gives us is in verse 14. He says, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one, Jesus, died for all, and therefore now all have died, and he died for all, that those who live no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. As an ambassador for Christ, you no longer live for your name, for your glory, for your status or honor or wealth or future. You live for the name of Jesus. Christ died on your behalf so that you would live on his behalf. And the very thing that motivates us, the thing that I believe gives us boldness, when I was sitting and thinking, Lord, how do we get to be bold? How do I get to say yes to things that feel really hard to say yes to? How do I say yes to you when it feels like rejection is on the other side? How do I say yes to you when it feels like I'm going to be met with opposition? How do I say yes when I just feel awkward about this, you know? We say yes because it is the love of Christ that compels us, is the word Paul uses. In other translations, it says motivates or urges or controls. As ambassadors for Christ, we bear the heart of God. It means we carry his heart everywhere we go. It means we love like he would. It means that we're filled up with his love and we pour it out to those around us, because that is the love that never ends. It never finds its end. It's abundant. We are so connected to our source, the person we're representing, Jesus, that his love flows in and through us to those around us. And to bear the heart of God, it looks like taking time to sit with the broken and hurting instead of going and finishing your to-do list. When we bear the heart of God, it looks like seeking to understand rather than just be right. Bearing the heart of God means you care more about the lost souls of the people around you than you do about your own awkwardness and insecurity. God is speaking through you in the unique situation, in the unique place he's placed you in, to reach those around you saying, come home to me. Would you partner with God as he's calling you to be an ambassador for him, the highest ranking representative, that he's chosen you. And there's always going to be a reason not to. You're always going to come up with the reason of like, oh, this feels awkward. I don't know about this. I don't know if I should share this. Or they're probably just going to say no anyway. Or I don't have the right words. I haven't studied enough. There's always going to be a reason not to. What would it look like for us to believe so fully that the power of God is inside of us and it's no longer us living, but Christ living through us? He speaks through you to make an appeal to those around you, saying, come home to me, be reconciled. I want relationship with you. My fellow ambassadors of Christ, would we be people that leave here excited to tell people about the goodness of God in our lives? Would we be people excited to leave here praying every morning, saying, Father, let me see people the way you see them? Father, would I have your heart and love others the way you want them to be loved? Heavenly Father, I thank you for partnering with us, for calling us, for wanting us. Lord, every time we come up with a reason that we shouldn't or we can't, would you speak strength into our heart? Would you speak power into our soul? Would it be by your love that we are motivated, compelled, urged, controlled to go and tell everyone about your goodness? Lord, give us the eyes to see the people around us the way you see them. Would we see people with love, compassion, and mercy instead of judgment and bitterness? Would we be moved to forgive the people that feel unforgivable because, Lord, you have forgiven us? Would we be people who represent you, Jesus, well, that you want to do it with us? Help us say yes to the next thing. Help us see the ways you've equipped us with a unique personality and sphere of influence to bring people back to you. Lord, we ask that you would speak through us in our lives, that everything we do, everything we say, every action we take part of would be you behind us saying, come to me, come home. Lord, I thank you for partnering with us. Would we be quick to say yes and quick to listen? I love you, Lord, so much. Thank you for calling us your ambassadors, your highest representatives. I love you, Jesus, and let our lives be completely for you. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.